Here in Southern California, Oscars night is almost here, and a beloved Oscar-winning classic nears 75 years since its premiere. Casablanca, the World War II romance about the fight for love and glory, brought glory to Warner Brothers and stardom to its leading actors. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg toured the Burbank, California studio where the magic was made.
And we are off. Is this anybody's first time to Warner
Tour guide John Corunis drives us along streets lined with facades, banks, apartment buildings, the coffee shop where Emma Stone works in La La Land. On one corner, a tan, nothing special building.
As far as we know, that is the last remaining exterior set from Casablanca.
On this corner, Rick Blaine, that's Humphrey Bogart, and Ilse Lund, Ingrid Bergman, learned the Germans were approaching Paris. That was after we'd seen them spooning over champagne in Rick's apartment.
He's looking at you, kid.
And now we approach stage 7. Our nickname for it is Lucky 7, the reason being our first 3 Academy Award winners for the Best Picture were shot in here.
The life of Emile Zola, My Fair Lady, and Casablanca, plus 10 Best Picture nominees were made on Warner's Soundstage 7. Better go in.
Well, this is the hallowed ground.
This is where Rick's Cafe was, right here on Stage 7.
Bogey's big bar, restaurant, casino, with Sam at the piano, taking requests.
Play it, Sam. Play as time goes by.
You must remember this. A kiss is just a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh.
The trace of romance remembered, the unexpected re-encounter, the desperate search for letters of transit to get to the West, out of Nazi-controlled French Morocco, and safe from Hitler. The idealism, nobility, sacrifice, patriotism, it all happened on Stage 7.
Looks like a warehouse.
Al Jean Harmetz wrote Round Up the Usual Suspects, The Making of Casablanca. Published in 1992, it's still the definitive book on the movie made on 7.
With a rickety staircase going up to the top where they could put the cameras.
It's big, about a quarter of a football field, not a hint of romance. Just a crew getting ready to shoot a TV commercial. Most, but not all, of Casablanca was made on 7. Since most of the story takes place in Rick's Cafe, that $76,000 set remained in 7 throughout the filming. Other scenes had to be done on different sound stages. And because of World War II and the sighting of a Japanese submarine off the coast of California, in 1942, Casablanca was mostly shot indoors.
Because people were terrified that the Japanese might attack the mainland.
So no location shooting, no nighttime shooting, no car chases. Shortages meant no movie-making basics, rubber, aluminum.
Costumes had to be made differently. You couldn't have nylons any longer. Bergman couldn't wear silk. She had to wear cotton. A lot of what Hollywood took for granted, particularly the luxurious things that dressed its female stars, didn't exist during the war years.
And the war affected casting. Paul Henreid, who plays resistance fighter Victor Laszlo, was Austrian. Half the small and medium roles were played by war refugees. Ironic, says Al Jean Harmetz.
All of these refugees from Nazi Europe found a lot of roles for the next 4 years playing Nazis in the movies.
Ingrid Bergman was also from somewhere else, Sweden. She'd made a few films there, some here.
This is the movie that made her an American star.
Native New Yorker Humphrey Bogart had been a gangster in several Warner's films. Now he was playing a cynic, unwilling to get involved in a wretched war, still missing his lost love. Bogart was not crazy about the part.
He thought his character was too full of self-pity.
The actor was tough. Also, short. He had to stand on a box for his scenes with tall Miss Bergman. Also, a loner, an avid drinker, and unhappily married to his wife before Lauren Bacall.
She drank an immense amount, and she threw things a lot.
And despite all that, Casablanca made Bogart a romantic lead and a huge star.
After the movie was made, suddenly everyone thought that Bogart had sex appeal. And he told Lauren Bacall, "I did nothing in Casablanca that I hadn't done in 30 other movies, and suddenly they say I have sex appeal." Well, when Ingrid Bergman looks at you, you have sex appeal.
The script of Casablanca was by Julius and Philip Epstein and Howard Koch. And Al Jean Harmetz writes it went through many changes and revisions. For ages, the ending wasn't known. Bergman said while shooting was underway, she asked director Michael Curtiz and the writers which man she goes away with, her one-time Paris lover Rick Blaine or the noble freedom fighter Victor Laszlo. Bergman was told they let her know as soon as they knew. The decision was revealed in an airport scene as the couple leaves Casablanca. Because they couldn't shoot outdoors, Hollywood magic saved the day. Craftsmen built a plane with plywood, a very small plane.
And in order to make it look real, they hired very small men to act as mechanics so that from the distance it looked like a real airplane. And in order to disguise the cutout even more, they poured fog into the scene.
And into that foggy darkness, after the plane takes off, the final words of the film are spoken. This time, the work of another author, producer Hal Wallace, who came up with the line 2 weeks after production was over.
Louis, I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
The end of a beautiful Oscar-winning best film, made mostly on Warner Brothers' lucky Soundstage 7 in 1942, and just as powerful and moving and romantic 75 years later. Near Hollywood, I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.